Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Trusky Ranch. Complete player development. Body. Tools. Makeup. Six Tool Nation.
Hi, Nate Trosky here with Trent Mongero. Welcome to the Trosky Ranch. I'd like to welcome you to CPD Complete Player Development, BTM Body, Tools, Makeup, a show completely dedicated to helping the amateur player reach their ceiling and be successful in both the college recruiting and draft process. Trent, tonight we got an exciting guest, Dean Stotts, 37-year veteran at Stanford University, back-to-back championships at Omaha and 14 appearances. I mean, his resume goes on and on. He's now with the Pac-12 Network. We're excited to have Dean tonight.
What an outstanding guest. I can't wait to pick his brain, brother. But before we do, let's just mention our sponsor, Soldier Sports. SoldierSports.us, an outstanding apparel company, sporting goods company that has given us the opportunity to pick the brains of guys like Dean. And also just wanted to mention a little bit to the audience, some of the player development stuff we got going on. We have spent the last, two weekends traveling the country. We've been to Washington, D.C. with the Washington Nationals at their youth complex, having an elite infield camp, and just spent the weekend in Kansas City at the same complex, same type of complex there in Kansas City, their youth development complex. And just seeing both major league organizations invested in the urban youth and overall youth development and giving us the opportunity to get out there and work with these kids. What an outstanding, outstanding opportunity. So I wanted to pass it back over to you, Nate. Just really can't wait to hear what Dean's got to say as we continue to learn more about the routes of getting to college and professional baseball.
Before we go to Dean, Trent, can you talk a little bit about our camp schedule, what we got going on coming up?
Yep, on October 10th and 11th, we will be in Ohio. And then in November, we head to Tennessee as well as Georgia. So we have both venues there going on. And then we head out to Texas in December. So some great opportunities coming up. TroskyRanch.com is where you need to head to learn more about these opportunities. So just after the break, Nate, we're going to come back with Dean, pick his brain and get rolling and learn a little bit more about the development process at the collegiate level.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get your bets down. There's only one five-star sportsbook, and that's BetUS.com. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and entertainment. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Nobody beats 25 years in the biz. The best bonuses and the most sports. Call today, 1-800-MY-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS, and they'll walk you through getting started.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have same-day delivery, same-day contact-free curbside pickup, and same-day in-store pickup to help you stay on the go.
but we also have CarQuest brakes to help you stop. And this month, get up to a $50 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase CarQuest brake pads and rotors online, in-store, or via our app. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
A strong immune system is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of infection. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Time to learn about diseases like cervical cancer and meningococcal disease. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
The CDC finds as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. Talk with your doctor about these diseases and get your family up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
If you're not using podcasting for your business, you will. Not having a podcast is like not having a website. Hi, this is Marsha Hawkins of Elevating with Marsha on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. You can get your business on my podcast. It's a great way to create superfans for your business with a controlled message in a news format. What better way to get in front of your intended audience, your clients, your customers, or patients? Please contact me at hello@elevatedmediaesq.com about getting your business on my show, Elevating with Marsha. We also can create a personalized podcast that you can use on your website or social media channels. Contact me at hello@elevatedmediaesq.com and join me on Elevating with Marsha on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back. I'd like to welcome Dean Stotts, 37-year veteran, Stanford University Associate Head Coach. Dean, back-to-back national champions, 14 years to Omaha, 25 first-rounders in 26 years. You know, what was between those 26 years? You have 26 years, you had 25 first-rounders, and then you have 37 years at Stanford. So what was that gap? What happened during that gap?
Well, people don't understand, in the late 90s and early 2000s, Stanford was maybe the premier college baseball program in the country. And the first 4 years, we didn't make the playoffs. It took 4 years of recruiting to put our Coach Marcus and myself recruiting classes on the field. And then we really had it rolling. So the last, it's phrased that the last 25 years of my coaching career at Stanford, there were 26 first-round draft picks during that time.
Awesome. So you've had 25 first rounders. Now, obviously, a lot of other players in the draft, a lot of successful players. What percentage would graduate from you? You know, like what's the percentage you guys would average from your baseball players?
Well, over the course of my 37-year career, I've coached 66 players who have played in the big leagues. Average recruiting class, about 10. Probably half of those kids get drafted into the professional ranks. But as we proceed on, I'll give you the real numbers behind the chance of making it and doing playing baseball for a living, which is pretty remote.
And I think it's a really important topic because we have, you know, travel baseball is grown tremendously in travel sports. And, you know, most of these kids are dedicated to their sport at an early age with the goal and the aspiration, not only to get a scholarship, but in the baseball world, they want to play professional baseball and they see these big contracts. And a lot of them don't have perspective. And today we wanted you to shed some light really on that topic because, you know, every year at the Stanford camp, and that's where we originally met, I would like you to talk a little bit about the recruiting process within the Stanford All-Star camp that you run each summer. But you always talk about the percentages and you talk about how very few, even from your first rounders, made an actual living in the big leagues. You tell the story of Ryan Garko, one of the greatest, you know, college hitters in the history of college baseball. And, you know, 6 years later, you know, he's getting a job. Can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah. If you're playing professional baseball at the age of 30, you probably don't apply to this conversation. But the reality of you still playing baseball at 30, and even if you're done at 30, you have another 35 years to work for most of us. Now, that being the case, the numbers are startling, really, when you think about it. First of all, to be even drafted in the professional ranks, that's a pretty quantum feat in and of itself. Literally only 11 out of every 100 kids in high school play at some form of college, whether it be junior college, NAI, Division III, Division II, or Division I. And the great majority of those drafts come out of Division I baseball. And the reality behind that is only 2.5% make it from high school to a Division I program. Then when you get to the college program, what's your chances of being drafted out of college? That's the 2.5% of the first 100 even play. And now it's probably 1 in 7 of being drafted professionally. That puts you in the minor leagues. So that's 14%. So it's 2% times 14%. That just puts you in the minor leagues. And yet, of all minor leaguers, only 6% log one at bat or one pitch in the big leagues. So my talk to the parents used to be, it's the only occupation in the world where you can be wrong 94% of the time and still make a large amount of money. Now, we're not really talking any significant money, Nate, in the big leagues until you reach arbitration. And that's 3 full years in the big leagues. The chances of, for the every 100 minor league players, the percentage of those that reach arbitration is 2%, a little over 2%. So 98% of those people either have just a real small cup of coffee in the big leagues or fall by the wayside and ultimately got to go on and do somebody else. I used to joke with parents that, you know, the bulk of the college coaches you're talking to are a bunch of people who didn't make it.
Exactly.
I mean, we're a bunch of people who didn't make it, you know, probably had the opportunity out of high school or college to go play professionally and ultimately didn't work out. I mean, they're looking for the best 600 players in the world. If you're the best 600 of anything in the world, you're pretty spectacular.
So what's the message to the kids? Because they come in, I mean, the Stanford camp, you have, you know, over the summer, you have almost 1,000 high school prospects coming in. They want to go to Stanford, the majority, right? They're academic kids. And they want to play college baseball, but we know deep inside they all want to play in the big leagues. And so what is the message for education, picking your school, and really having perspective of this process?
Well, first of all, I think the first approach for the parent and the player would be to really analyze what type of player you are. There are only two types of recruits in my mind. There's a tooled recruit, somebody who's 6'5", 220, or has some extraordinary tool. Run 6'5 in a 60 or can throw it 93 miles an hour. They're few and far between. The bulk of the players are what I call technique recruits, people who maybe are 6 feet, 170, 7 flat, 60, but just really good baseball players. Now, if your son is a showcase mentality, I mean, there's something dynamic about his skills that he would jump off the page with 200 other baseball players, something dynamic about his skills, a showcase is a really good place to be exposed. But unless there's some extraordinary skill, the reps don't come behind it, so you kind of disappear in that. That 6 foot, 170, 6'9 runner, he kind of disappears because he only catches 10, 15 ground balls in the showcase. Where if you come to a camp, and this is my things for camp, over the course of 3 days and you have a 3-hour practice each day, you'll see the kid catch 150 ground balls. You'll see him take, you know, 100 plus swings in the cage. You'll see 9 to 10 at bats. So those kids tend to rise out of that circumstance. You know, Jed Lowry was a all-star camper, played what, like 10, 12 years in the big leagues. I tell people when he came to camp out of Oregon, he was 5'11", 145 pounds. But after seeing him for 3 days, he just kind of always did the right thing. His physical strength wasn't there yet, but he just grew on you. Now, I'd be kidding you to know that I knew at that time he was going to be evolve into a first rounder and then go on to play all those years in the big leagues. But boy, many times the camp, a school camp is a better route for you to be exposed than the other route of showcases.
Right. So it gives you time. It gives you time to be seen because you're saying most guys are not tool recruits. Obviously, if a guy's throwing 95 or he can hit the ball 425 in BP or he's running a, you know, 3-9 down the line, those guys are easy to see. But you're saying you have to find opportunities, right? And the Stanford camp, along with other college camps, gives you an opportunity because it's more than one day. It's
the
multiple reps.
The reps behind it become so much
right.
Greater. So
I think
your cream kind of rises to the top. Now, if you get a tool that has great techniques, you're talking about a first or second round draft pick.
Right. So you talked about in the beginning. So the first piece of the puzzle is self-identification, self-awareness.
Absolutely.
what kind of athlete are you? And players need to understand that, like you said, over 90% of them don't have any significant tools. So, you know, understanding that the tools are what draw scouts from the pro side. I mean, they also draw the Division I coach, right?
The tools I mean, sometimes what the pros looking for, what I was looking for at Stanford, are two totally different things. The pros will take a guy throwing 95 miles an hour that can't throw a strike with the idea that they have time. That person can't beat Vanderbilt, can't beat Texas, can't beat UCLA because you can't defend a walk. So, you know, give me the more polished guy. The people that really perform for me are the kids that were under velocity out of high school. You know, your 85 to 87, 88 mile an hour pitcher that really knew how to pitch and forced himself because he didn't overpower people to create a curveball and full arm speed change and those things. And then as he got stronger and his mechanics got better, the velocity came better. And all of a sudden now you got a real superstar in your hands, a strike throwing machine that the velocity's kind of climbed. So I was always looking for performance, more so I think than the pro was. I wanted the young man out of high school to be, you know, strike out a guy at inning to his, I didn't want as a hitter, I didn't want many strikeouts. I wanted contact, those sorts of things. And then, like I said, I was looking for more of a performance rather than a tool for myself.
And so when you talk about your 25 first rounders and you talk about all the players that were drafted, you guys have the elite athlete and the elite student at Stanford University, 37 years. How many of those players actually made a living in the big leagues?
Well, my recruiting this verbiage was I coached for almost 40 years. And over the course of time, we averaged about two players per decade that played professional baseball to where they never have to work again, right? So Mike Mussina doesn't have to work again, right? But even when you go back to Jack McDowell, who won the Cy Young for Chicago White Sox, he's still working, right?
Right.
So as it evolves, are you one of those two players out of every decade for Stanford? If Stanford University has those numbers, I can't imagine what it is at most other places.
We got to head out to the break. We will be right back with Dean Stotts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Trent Mongiero here with Dean Stotts, former assistant coach and absolute extraordinary recruiting coordinator for the Stanford University baseball program. We've been talking a lot about what it takes to be recruited at the collegiate level compared to the professional level. And Dean, a question I want to ask, because high school players all the time, you know, they hear what it takes, but I would like to know, what are the kind of things that you would see that would actually get somebody crossed off the recruiting list? Maybe they have some tools and they have some skills, but, you know, aren't going to fit into the mix at a Stanford University.
What I was looking for, Coach, was actually, did I want to be around them? It's as basic as that sounds. Was he going to be a good teammate to his fellow players? And with that, the main aspect of that is respect. I was a big advocate of home visits because when I went into the home, it was as much for me to learn about the young man and his family. And what I was really looking for was, what respect level did the young man have towards his parents, especially towards his mother? If I found somebody that didn't quite respect his parents, I wanted no part of him on the coaching side. So basically, in a nutshell, was, look, these players are all talented when I get to that level. Now it becomes, who do I want to be around and who do I think would make the best mesh of the total parts being come together? And really critical to be that aspect to me in the recruitment.
Yeah, that's outstanding. So that's the same message that Nate and I try to pass along. And, you know, Nate's going to get into some of the six tool questions, the character questions in a second. But, you know, tremendous insight, because we talk about all the time the way you treat your mom or the ladies around you or your family, you know, is the way you're going to treat your teammates. You can't put on a show, you know, and that's really a sign of who you are. And being a great teammate is obviously a huge part of being a successful college baseball player or a professional player for that matter. So yeah. Nate, go ahead and take Dean into the six tools.
Well, Dean, what are some, we have the five physical tools and we have the sixth tool, the mental makeup and the character of a player. Well, what are some of the separators? Because like you said, they're all talented. Everybody has talent. You know, the level that you're looking at, they are the elite players in the country. They're the top athletes and they're also the top students. So how do you separate yourself amongst that group? And
great question, Nate. I think for me is the ability to handle adversity. Baseball is such a game of failure. Even you make a good pitch, the guy hits it, you square a ball up and it goes right at somebody. I mean, you can't really control the result. So the two things you have control over as an athlete is your ability to prepare and your ability to try, right? And the separator for me, and I think even more so at the professional level, is the ability to have that focus and concentration and that energy level to not give any at-bats away, to not give any pitches away. This ability to just, this kind of work ethic, but the ability to kind of take it to where every at-bat means the same. You don't judge the circumstance. I mean, one of the things they often describe is a closer in baseball is so difficult because no hitter gives away that bat in the ninth inning if this team's down a run, right? Where you catch that guy in the fifth inning as a starter and the game's gapped and you got a 5-6 run lead, the wear and tear of the seasons in baseball, the repetition behind it, a lot of times makes that guy give away an at bat, give away an appearance. And when I talk to my players who have gone on to play professionally, that is so much the key to success, is that being able to bring the same energy level every single day. I'm in awe of LeBron James. I watched him 37 years old, 17 years. He has so much energy and makes so many people better. Look, at some point you think he'd get tired, but it's just not the case. I mean, what an unbelievable player. And you can just see him just pull and make everybody better around him.
Right. We're talking about identity right now. And we talked about it last night on our Trotsky Tuesday show, talking about a player's identity. And when you give a player an identity, it gives him navigation. It gives him something to strive for. And we think about it all the time. I want to be a 400 hitter, or I'm a leadoff batter and I want to steal so many bases or score so many runs. Well, rarely do we as coaches give a player an identity to live up to, give him direction. And what you're talking about is, you know, we talk about the sixth tool, and we specifically put it under the category of being the grinder. The college season's 56 games in 90 days. And I don't know, have they added games since you've been out of the game for about four years, is it now? 5 years. So the game, I think they've added the weekday games, but it's 56 and 90. The Dominican Summer League is 72 and 89. The minor league season is 142 and 155, and the big leagues is 162 and 180. So when you talk about your ability to be present and focused, we call that player the grinder. And we talk about self-evaluating when the game is over, not so focused on the result, but focused on the process. Did you meet who you are striving to become? I'm a grinder and I don't take pitches off. So the grinder is a component to the identity. Then we go to the rock, my ability to respond to adversity. And we talk about the 12-second bounce back, because there's, you know, approximately 15 to 20 seconds between pitches, right? And these guys have to have the ability. So as a recruiter, I mean, you're out there, you know, watching, right? The ability to focus, your ability to respond.
Yeah, you know, a lot of this stuff, Nate, is not a comp. I spend a lot of time on the phone talking to players and coaches, more so the coaches of them, of trying to get the personality involved, because you can get fooled by the player I'm going to see one game. I'm seeing 3 to 4 at bats, maybe, of hopefully gets it at bat. I wanted the player always to know I was there, because I want him to play with the pressure. Great players just embrace pressure. If you really think about it, Nate, we try to become comfortable with it. I have a great story about Coach Marquis real quickly, that we're in the final game against Rice for the national title. The winner wins the national title. And before the game, he'd get everybody in right field. He'd go over the signs like he did every single game. And at the end of those signs, he got everybody together. And he said, man, this ain't any different to me than playing an inter-squad game in October. And if you knew Coach Marquis and you knew his personality and you knew I never had seen the guy have an off day coaching to where his energy lacked. And to him, it wasn't any different than the inter-squad game on Tuesday. So we got our goal was to try to train guys to take a quality at bat, no matter what the circumstance was. What's your technique to get your quality at bat? What's your technique to get a quality performance? Don't judge the circumstance. Now, the other part of that is we define for our players what their role was in trying to make them part of the overall team concept. If your job's to get on base, we don't care how you got on base. The batting average can be very deceiving. If your job's to turn the back of an outfielder, we need you to drive a few balls. Well, we need you to drive a few balls in batting practice, right? So so often you take these power guys and you have them go the other way a little bit. Yeah, but their job is to turn that back of that outfielder. So you better free them up and let them go a little bit. If your job is to get on base and you're not grown into that strength, then you got to hone those skills in the pregame, in the approach that you take. But part of that becomes the definition of the coach. That's why John Wood is the greatest coach of all time. He won with guards with Goodrich and Hazard, with forwards with Wicks and Rowe, centers with Alcindor and
Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, I mean, so in other words, he adjusted his coaching to his talent level every single time, right? he had to revamp how he was going to approach the game. Well, a great coach has the ability to say the same thing 20 different ways to where he gets the look, right? To where he gets the look he wants from his player. And then my thing was always have the player kind of tell me back, what are you thinking there, Nate? And how you told it back to me is how I wrote it down, right? So that I could remind you that's how your mind worked. So it's this dialogue of player-coach relationship that became so elaborate.
Dean, real quick, we've got 2 minutes before we go to a break, and we're going to shift gears to our Kansas U player and learn a little bit about his path. But what are some of the things that incoming freshmen struggle with the most? Because obviously they're very talented in high school. They get to college, and now they're dealing with some adversity. What are the biggest things they struggle with quickly?
Real quickly, time management, without question. They're going to much more elaborate academic setting to where we're on the quarter system, 10 weeks. The guy's going to give you 5 books to read in one class. You're going to go, wow. Time management, the intensity of everything, the weightlifting, the time demands on you become so much greater. I think if you can organize those skills out of high school, you'll be well ahead of the game of understanding to prioritize this segment. Tony will be able to elaborate on it. It's Kansas of just how overwhelming it can be.
So how do we actually prepare for that? What is advice that you give kids as they're coming in recruits?
I try to do it the same thing in a high school setting, right? Try to prioritize your time. Like if you got to be disciplined, like if this is the day if this is my night to study from 7 to 10 and little Susie wants to go out for frozen yogurt, Susie, I'd love you, buddy, baby, but this is my slot to do this, because if I'm going to lift and I'm going to become stronger and I work on my quickness and I'm going to do the extra things that make it happen, you're going to run out of minutes in the day.
Dean, listen, outstanding insight. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Nate and I greatly appreciate it. And we know the audience does as well. We are getting ready to shift gears. We'll be back right after this message with our college player.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both,
Staples has everything you need to start the year right, and all at amazing prices.
From notebooks to lap desks, folders to noise-canceling headphones.
This week, Staples 2-pocket paper folders and 1-subject notebooks are an incredible 10 cents each. Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/12. Limit 6. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers, like Bosch Icon Wiper Blade, save $8 per pair, and earn double O'Rewards points. Online or in-store, get $5 for every 150 points you earn. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, complete player development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back to the show. This is the segment that gets totally awesome. We have a chance to pick the brain of a current college baseball player. We have Tony Castingway from Kansas University. He is a freshman catcher utility player, and he is on his journey. So he has just finished high school, of course, had to deal with the COVID season, and has started practice. So, Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the first thing I'd like to know is, how has the transition been here, you know, at the beginning of your new college experience, getting into baseball practice? What has that all looked like for you?
It's been awesome. Definitely a dream come true. Definitely something I've always worked for my entire life. And I think I'm just super stoked to finally have it be here.
Outstanding. What does your days look like right now? I mean, you guys have started team practice, I believe. I think you're taking a break, you said, for COVID. But what has that experience been like? What does it look like to be a college player as a freshman right now for you?
We're getting after it right away. We're trying to get through all this COVID stuff as soon as possible, and trying to get into team practice and stuff like that as soon as possible. So trying to get through individual workouts and start up our team practices.
Do they have you mixed in with the upperclassmen, or are you basically just teamed up with all the incoming freshmen right now?
We're all teamed up right now. It's usually a mix of freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, all mixed into different individual groups right now.
Awesome. Awesome. Real quick. So the nerves, the elements of being in these first practices as a college player, you know, what's that been like? You feel like you're prepared for it? Or has it been a little bit overwhelming for you?
I feel like I came in as prepared as possible. I think there was a few things that definitely have changed when I got here. I think that it's given me more of the opportunity to grow as a player and as a person as soon as I got here. I think I had to find myself more as an adult. Awesome. And yeah, I think that's been a big part of coming in.
But is time management a challenge, Tony? Is Nate Trosky, is time management a challenge at all? Just kind of managing your time and seeing where it all fits.
You know, actually my first week, it was tough getting used to it, but I found a groove for things and found a way to get extra time to lift again after workouts and get to the cages later in the day to work on my fine tuning as well.
Awesome. So take us through. So Tony, just so the listeners know, Tony's a former Trosky national team player. He's an MVP. He's a high character guy. He's a player of faith. Tell us just a little bit about your faith, how that plays a role in you and who you've become today and as a scholarship player.
Man, it's meant everything to me. I've put all of my faith in God and my family and just the game. I think just putting my faith through God, then things will fall into place.
So it allows you to have some faith, huh? You don't have to carry the load yourself. You can pass it off and say, thank you, Lord, and just do your deal. And that's awesome. Tell us a little about your process, you know, of the recruiting process for you. Did you have other options? How did you choose KU? You know, these kids, you know, a lot of the people listening, parents and players, you know, there's a lot of them that are not committed. So, you know, tell us a little bit about your journey and how you chose KU and maybe some things that you'd maybe pass down. You'd say, hey, maybe I do this a little different.
Man, it was a wild, crazy, but fun journey. I'll tell you that. I think it was probably one of the craziest times of my life, but also one of the most rewarding. I think that by trusting God in that process, it helped a ton. There was points where it got me pretty down, but it ended up being a really, really cool experience for me and my family.
Can you explain that a little bit? You're talking about being down. You're talking about, it's like a roller coaster ride, and you're obviously an elite player. Did you play in the area codes?
I did, yes, sir.
So you're an area code player. You're a scholarship player. You're playing in the Big 12, right? I mean, you're playing in a top conference. You're an area code player. It means you're one of the top players in the country, and it was still a difficult challenge for you.
Yes, sir. I think it's just it's a type of situation where some things happen to other players with different tools, whereas other guys have to work for it, and they have to get in front of the right eyes, and it just sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, and I think that's where baseball and all sports, you have to be that grinder. And I think I take that as who I am, and I like to call myself a grinder, and I work for what I need and I work for what I have. So I think that's been a big thing for me.
So listeners, the listeners that are out there, what is a piece, something you can tell them in advice? Because your journey was a challenge, and it sounds like you persevered, and there was times when you felt like maybe, hey, when's this going to happen? And then it does happen. So what's something maybe you do different, and something, a piece of advice you'd give the guys out there that are not committed?
My advice to you guys is take your time, let it all happen. Think, don't try to rush into something that isn't the right fit or isn't what you're looking for. I think that going through the process, I was definitely questioning myself, questioning, am I good enough? But there's a point in faith where I started to realize that I am good enough, and I put all my faith into my work and God, and just kept on doing what I was doing, and things began to work themselves out.
So, Tony, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but just curious, really, because I think that, at the high school level, we talk about leadership all the time, right? We talk about seniors leading. We talk about, not necessarily whatever grade you're in, just being a leader and having these sixth tool qualities about you, these character qualities. Do you feel like the older players when you got into college have done a good job embracing you? Again, I'm putting you on the spot. So, just curious how they have accepted the younger guys coming in. Did you feel immediately welcome, bonded to the team, or was it a little bit awkward? Choose your words wisely, because we don't want you to get in any trouble with your teammates,
No, I totally get it. No, man, it was pretty simple transition, actually. I fit in just as well as I thought I would. I'm a type of guy where I'm not going to be a big head type of guy. I'm going to come in, I'm going to do my work, and I'm going to do what's right. And I think you just got to be a guy that goes in with a purpose and just make yourself friends with everybody. They're your family for 4 years, so make it last,
Now, that's awesome. I think that's a huge piece of advice for any player that has the opportunity to move on to college, is you need to go and embrace this new opportunity as just that, an opportunity. And you're not coming in there as some superstar. Don't walk in there, showing your bling from your high school state championship, wearing all your high school gear and Letterman's jacket, talking about this and that and whose job you're going to take. You just keep your mouth shut, stay to the grind, and keep working. Sounds like that's exactly what you've done. And I do think that, people's abilities speak for themselves. You don't have to speak it with your mouth. So tremendous advice. Nate, anything before we have to say bye to Tony and thank him for his time?
I'd like to say thank you, Tony. Thank you for being on. I'd like to just ask you one more question. What was one way you separated yourself, Tony, from the other players around you? Because to become a Division I scholarship player and to make the area codes, I think that's dreams of most young players. What was one area of separation that you would say separated you and gave you the opportunities to actually live out the dreams that you're that you desired?
You know, this question is a hard one for sure. I think for me is my character has always been the same. I think staying true to yourself and staying true to what type of player you are, what type of person your family has built you into, what type of man you are with God. I think it all comes together. I think baseball wise, just always put trust in the type of player that you are and never let anybody tell you what type of player you are. I think anybody could come up to you and tell you, hey, you're a leadoff guy. You're a power guy. Only you know who you are. So I think that was huge. And I've taken that and I've ran with it.
Right. Well, thank you, Tony. Appreciate all the best. You tell Coach Price I and Coach Graves and
Will do.
Richie Jr., all the guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Tony. Rock. All the best. Fantastic insight. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Rock chalk.
You know, Trent, that brings up kind of the concept of alignment, and he's talking about knowing who you are. And something we see common, you know, in the travel ball world, in the high school world, we see players with dreams. They have aspirations. They have these wants. But the question is do you live a life aligned to what you want? And I think that's one of the biggest disconnects is we have players that don't understand the requirements. And Tony was being very simple and very humble. You know who you are and be true to yourself. But the problem is most players don't know who they are. And if they are true to themselves, that's a problem because they don't know who they are. They have to have values in place. And the values in place is the character that we're talking about. And what players focus on now is the external. They focus on what you can see. They focus on the five physical tools. They focus on body. They focus on these quick fix ideas and just getting my swing right, but not understanding that the true core and the true success lies in the sixth tool, who you are. And we call it the law of alignment. And the law of alignment is very simple. It says you can't live a life without self-discipline, values, and principle, and expect life to give you what you want. You don't get what you want because you want it. You get what you want because you pay the price. Pay the price. And there's a price to be paid, and there's a great price to be paid. And guys that make the area code and the guys that get the scholarship, but not only get the scholarship, because Trent, as you know, they try to get in the door, they get excited, they get in the door, they get the scholarship, or they get drafted. But what happens is 2 years later, they're on the streets working, selling newspapers, you know, working at the grocery store, and they're going, gosh, what happened? And it hits them like a ton of bricks because they don't understand that there needs to be key values in their life. They have to live a life that's aligned. The greater the goals, the greater the alignment, the greater the discipline, the greater the values. It's a two-way street. It's not, I get what I want because I want it.
Just tremendous points, Nate. You know, I hope people are listening because just so true to everything that you're saying. And, you know, something I took away from Tony is everybody's recruiting process is different, right? Like everybody that's going through the recruiting process feels like, you know, they're behind, or, you know, they see other people's commit and they're not committed and they start to panic. And here you have a guy that was MVP of your organization, played in the area code games. He's a major Division I player and he still has some insecurities, you know, and some doubts. So, you know, it's just amazing to me that, you know, parents need to figure this out. They need to see that it's a journey and every journey is different. But if the player continues to focus and want it, you know, great things can eventually happen and things tend to work out the way they're supposed to work out. So as we head into the break right here, we're going to come back with a couple closing thoughts. Welcome to Trotsky Ranch Baseball, back after the break.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle and Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-608-1429, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-608-1429 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-608-1429. That's 800-608-1429. 800-608-1429.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back to the show. A few closing thoughts from our guests and some of the concepts that they were bringing up and ideas. And Trent, we're talking about this process and we're talking about, you know, it's the human element that we're dealing with. And you're talking about a frontline blue chip player, right? This guy is at the top of his game. And he has doubt. We call it the VOD, the voice of doubt. And throughout our shows, we're always going to bring up the main concepts because the main concepts are the main thing. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And we first need to understand the human element. And players, parents, understand you are a human being. And parents understand that your son, your daughter, they are humans. And the voice of doubt is real. It's real in every human. But the voice of doubt is a product of fear. Fear is the future and fear is about the unknown. And if we are not present, if our mind goes ahead to the future, to fear, hoping, wondering, being uncertain, what happens is it creates tension. Tension is a product of fear. And what happens to an athlete when he has fear? And it's so simple because it's not like I'm trembling because there's different types of fear. Fear is simply a product of uncertainty, of the unknown. I'm not sure. I'm doubting. Doubt. That is tension. And what happens to the athlete, and you see it, they start to struggle. Understand, athletes, the harder you try, the worse you will do. We call it Wu Wei. And if you want to be at the height of your athleticism, you have to learn to trust. The question is what are you trusting? You must trust the process. But in order to trust the process, you have to have a great process. So develop your process, have a great process, and then trust it.
Outstanding, Nate. Outstanding. So in closing, remember, soldiersports.us. Give them a checkout. Also, TroskyRanch.com with our camps coming up across the next few months in the fall. Player development, that's what it's all about. Good night to everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development. For your player development needs, go to TroskyRanch.com.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.